When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think when you live in a certain bubble like we do here with the New York sports team, sometimes you tend to either overrate or overstate things. But I really don't think that I am doing that when I say that the Jets right now are in the worst situation out of every single team in the NFL.
It's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's you could say the Carolina Panthers, you could, but like,
I wouldn't, because I still think while he hasn't been good yet, and I don't know that he ever will be, there still has to be some sense of hope for Bryce Young. There has to be a little bit. In this case with the Jets, everything is a mess. Yeah. Like, everything is a mess.
Yeah, so the Bears, we were talking about them.
That's a good one.
But they've got Caleb Williams, who I think there's also hope there with him. And they'll end up getting a new coaching staff, and hopefully it doesn't ruin him having to learn another offense. Or if it does ruin him, maybe people will be happy about that too, because he's not well-liked, that guy. Other than that, those two examples, the Jets are in the worst situation out of every single team in the National Football League. And it's not just because of their record right now. It's the future.
It's, yeah.
What do they do?
And it's at multiple spots. Like, what do you do at the coach, given what the quarterback spot is? Does the quarterback come back? Does the quarterback want to be back? Is Aaron Rodgers finished? If he is finished, they're in cap hell next year because of what the cap hit is. Does a coach want to come in only if Aaron Rodgers comes back for a year, or would a coach want to come in and start over? Does a coach want this job?
Well, yeah, no,
I mean, it's brutal.
No. And that's the thing, and that's why I brought up John Gruden the other day, why I think he's absolutely perfect, is because he provides two things in this weird situation that I think fit perfectly for the Jets. One, a personality. You know, someone to come in and be like, all right, that's the guy. Because when the Jets have been good, they've had that head coach, Bill Parcells, Rex Ryan, I'm the guy, buck stops here, and John Gruden would provide that. And also, John Gruden will coach for anybody that asks him to coach, because he was kicked out of the league for those emails, which were bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe, he should be given a second chance, just a matter of if Roger Goodell allows that, because he said some really, really horrible things about Roger Goodell in those emails. But they were leaked emails. You know, I mean, these were not, these were things that he thought were private. And if everybody's private conversations or emails or text messages were out there, I mean, there'd be a lot of people that would be pissed off about a lot of things. So that's why I really think that is the way to go, man. That's the only guy that I think you could get excited about coming to coach the Jets next year. That's a realistic possibility.
Well, I think anytime your team needs a head coach, you're usually obviously disappointed by the way the last season ended. But also there's a new sense of, I'll use the word hope again, that the next guy is going to come in and turn it around. Then there is, what level of coach are you hiring? While I'm sure their resumes were very good, because you don't get hired as a head coach if it's not, I don't believe there's anybody that was in Chicago that was excited that Matt Eberflus was named the head coach. I don't think anybody in Indianapolis was fired up that Shane Steichen was named the head coach. Again, I'm sure it wasn't a bad hire, but those aren't the sexy names of Parcells, Belichick, you say Gruden. Hell, if a guy like Tomlin was let go, you don't think if a team needed a head coach and you found out Mike Tomlin was coming in, that wouldn't fire up the fan base? And I agree with you. I think a John Gruden would kickstart a fan base that's been kicked in the face year after year.
You can't hire another coordinator who's not been a head coach before. You can't. And then those best guys like Ben Johnson, who have been picky already, who could have had a job this year, decided not to have a job. There's no way he's going to the Jets. I mean, Rob Saleh, very respected guy amongst coaches, got done dirty by the owner. That's whether you think it was a bad coach that deserved to be fired or not. The fact remains that people in the league like Rob Saleh, they saw what Woody Johnson did to him, and they think that that's nuts. Bill Belichick, one of the most respected coaches in the history of the game, trashes Woody Johnson on a weekly basis on national TV. Joe Douglas, well-respected throughout the NFL. He was an up-and-coming guy. The Eagles loved him. The Ravens loved him. When he was made the Jets GM, everybody lauded it. That's perfect. Woody Johnson comes in and takes all the power away from Joe Douglas. So nobody in the league worth anything is going to take that job. So you got to think outside the box. And obviously, Jeff Ulbrich's not going to be the guy. And for the Jets, and one of the reasons that everybody loved the Aaron Rodgers trade and bringing him here, and we all, at least I did, and thought it was a great idea, is because the Jets need some sort of cataclysmic shift to get out of whatever this cycle is, this whirlpool of crap that they have been in for so long. And I thought that he would be the guy.
I did, too.
He's not. So
really,
now what?
We were off on that one.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it's the injury last year. I have no idea. The energy around this team, though, going into that opener last season was something I have never really experienced. Even in 86 when the Giants won, and 91 they won, you knew they were good teams. But I don't know. There was a feeling about this Jets team last year with Rodgers coming in as the savior with a good roster. It seemed like it made sense. And, man, when he got hurt, air out of the balloon, and they never really recovered it. And maybe it's because of all the off-the-field crap that continues to follow him or he continues to make headlines. I don't know. But that bloom is off that rose. And I don't know. You mentioned Joe Douglas. Does he even want to come back as GM with what's happened this year?
No way.
Right, so you're talking about a team that will be that could be essentially faceless in the front office aside from the owner.
Yeah.
When the season's over.
Right. So you talk about the head coach not wanting to come here. That's another part of this. A general manager worth a hill of crap. Is he going to want to come here? Now, you look at some of the other guys that had worked with John Gruden throughout the years and see if they're still around or available in a relationship there. Certainly won't be Mike Mayock because that situation was a failure there with the Raiders. But that's what it's going to have to be. It's going to be someone who wasn't going to get a chance normally to come in to a situation where you're like, okay, you know, the Jets are in dire straits and they need like the Rex Ryan coming back thing, like not in the middle of the season, but like in the off season is not the craziest idea.
No, I think it's very real.
Because he's desperate to get back in and no one else would hire him and no one else is going to work for the Jets. I mean, it's
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, what about the Cowboys? I'm not trolling you at all, but that's a bad situation right now, too. Is it not looking into the future?
I actually don't think it's a bad situation. I think the two names I have mentioned over and over and over again, and Deion Sanders and Bill Belichick, I think would go there with different, I don't want to say expectations. That's not the right word, but they would have a different philosophy, I think, in the way they do things. Bill Belichick would go in there with a 4-year plan, and that's probably it. It's the same thing they did when they hired Parcells. Come in, clean up, tweak it, and they thought they'd win within 4 years. And I think Parcells was close to doing that. And then Wade Phillips took a very good team into the playoffs, but never got any further than that. I know a lot of fans don't think much of Dak Prescott. I do think he's a good quarterback. I don't know where he ranks in the NFL. I don't care. I do think he's a good player. They've got a very good wide receiver. Their offensive line has a lot of youth on it. The issue for me would be defensively. How can they manipulate the money to make that a better unit? Because that's kind of where they've lost personnel, if you will, dealing with the salary cap. I think that team did win 12 games last year. You know, this was a really good team that did not lose at home. I thought they were severely outcoached in that playoff game, and it kind of continued into this year. I think if indeed Mike McCarthy is let go at the end of the year, assuming there's no big turnaround here, I think someone could go in and win with that team. I do.
I got one that's worse than the Jets.
A worse situation.
Yeah. I think, to be fair.
Wow. Well, hold on. Just give me the division.
I'll give you the conference. It's AFC.
Okay.
If I give you the division,
you give me
the
Patriots?
Right. No, no, not the Patriots.
Not the Patriots.
You'll know right away. I forgot them, too, because sort of irrelevant. But the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah.
With Deshaun Watson and that unbelievable contract. What the hell are they going to do with that thing?
I think he probably comes back one more time.
Yeah.
I think you have to, don't you?
I guess.
He's got, 3 years left, no, after this?
At least. Yeah. at least.
Of guaranteed money at around, what, $40, $50 million a year?
Yeah, which is amazing because the Browns and the Jets have been the butt of a lot of jokes in the NFL for a very long time, and here they are again as the two organizations in the worst situation possible.
And just never seem to get it right, ever.
Yeah, I mean, and there's been guys, like, it's almost... It really is amazing that certain people go to organizations and that guys that you think are smart and then other people laud the hires and then they get into the vortex of these organizations and they become idiots.
They get swallowed up.
I mean, honestly, it's true. Yeah. Like, you think about the Browns and all those guys that have been hired over the years and people like, oh, this is the next genius, or that guy's the next genius, or this guy. And it's just, it's always a mess. And same with the Jets.
How much do you think the noise from the outside plays into it? And when I say this, I'd be the same type of fan. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I am not faulting the Jet fan or the Browns fan because they've seen crap for years and years and years. But in terms of, I'll use the word patience, and now I will cue the Jet fan. Patient, we've been patient for 40 years. Absolutely. In terms of the noise hits quickly. And how much now, especially with social media, guys do see it. I remember, I forget who it was, it might have been Calvin Pace when I was covering the Jets. I remember asking him, I think it was Pace, asking him if he was aware of, like, the history of the Jets. Like, when you walk in here, is it same old Jets? Like, is that a real thing? And I think when I asked him, he said no, but by the time he left, he might have said yes. And I did ask Willie Colon when he sat here too, asking him about that too. And he would say that guys come in there, fresh mind, hey, I got a great job. And yeah, you hear it. And I almost wonder when you're a team that has an organization that has just kicked yourself in the face year after year after year, how quickly it starts to affect the players and just seeps into that locker room.
Yeah. You know, Steve Cohen said it best after, I think it was the Philadelphia series when the Mets moved on, and he was interviewed by Steve Gelb, and he goes, I want to change the negative perception of the Mets fan. And this is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, and if you think about the Steve Cohen tenure where he first started, okay, you know, the Baez Lindor situation and then the thumbs down where, like, these guys came in here full of energy and positivity and the next thing you know, they're losing games and they hate the fans and they're thumbs downing to the fans. Like the Scherzer and Verlander signings and how 2022 just went right into the crapper with Max Scherzer, at least, and, you know, how they fell apart in the Braves series and all that noise around them. And all of a sudden, they become part of the story that they kept hearing about. And now, all of a sudden, it used to be, oh, we're a new team. It's different. We have nothing to do with that. But then when you're on the losing end of one of these bad series or these bad situations, now you're all a part of it. You know, now you and Mo Vaughn and Kevin Apier and Jason Bay, you're all together now. Yeah. So I think that that's exactly what it is, and the Jets had it worked out. They changed it. They had it with Rex Ryan, and they changed the whole mentality. And then Idzik comes in, and then, you know, Tebow first, and then Idzik, and the whole thing just
that Tebow one.
Oh my God,
that was a bad one. And I will say, because I heard Al, I think it was Al talking with CeeLo about this morning, or maybe it was me and him yesterday. I have no idea. Are the Jets cursed? You hear that all the time. And, I mean, I've grown up my whole life thinking that that was probably the case. But I'll always come back to the same thing. The Red Sox and the Cubs. Those are two teams that I never thought I would see win ever in my lifetime, nor did their fan bases. If they figured it out, and then, hell, the Red Sox went on to win, what, three of them?
Mm-hmm.
If they can figure out at some point the Jets can, but they got to do it. And we got to stop talking about it because, my God, 1995, I met Joe. Joe B., I never thought we'd still be sitting here in 2024, and this would have been what the next 30 years was. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it really is, and there has to be something about that. There has to be something about the history of the organization affecting the current players, whether they like it or not or feel it or not. It eventually catches up to them. I mean, it has to.
Maybe the Jets can hire Theo Epstein.
Yeah, he was the guy who ended both of those curses, yeah.
Yeah, in both cases.
Wow. Yeah, that's why I wanted the Mets to get him.
I know.
But David Stearns has done a pretty good job in the early going.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.